And last week's election was the most expensive in history, billions of dollars spent. In the end, not much changed. President Obama was reelected, Democrats retained control of the Senate, and Republicans of the House. And that's raised questions about what return there was from the seven- and eight-figure investments, if you want to call it that, in campaigns made by dozens of conservative donors. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
It's been pretty common this year to hear about donors making investments in super PACs and other outside groups. Maybe it's because the phrase political contribution has a taint to it. Bill Allison, editorial director at the nonpartisan Sunlight Foundation, suggests it also reflects the priorities of the donors themselves.
I think that an awful lot of the time they're thinking in terms of their bottom line, which is why I think this language has come up so much.
So the Sunlight Foundation calculated the return on these investments, at least on the contributions that have been disclosed, and their findings.
A lot of the really big ballyhooed super PACs kind of fell flat on their faces.
Exhibit A might be the Crossroads Organization, with strategist Karl Rove, among others, at the helm. The super PAC American Crossroads backed seven losing candidates, just two victorious ones. The secretive social welfare group Crossroads GPS did slightly better, 19 losers, seven winners. Spending by the two Crossroads groups hit $277 million. Karl Rove has been defending Crossroads' record. On Fox News last week, he said that President Obama's victory would have been bigger if Crossroads' TV campaign hadn't leveled the playing field. And he said the Obama campaign played dirty with its TV ads.
The president has a real, he succeeded by suppressing the vote, by saying to people, you may not like who I am, and I know you can't bring yourself to vote for me, but I'm going to paint this other guy as simply a rich guy who only cares about himself.
It's certainly true that the Obama campaign portrayed Mitt Romney as exactly that. Of course, starting a year earlier, Crossroads GPS had begun running ads depicting the president as inept or sleazy.
Mr. President, we need jobs, not more Washington insider deals.
Sometimes the super donors' investment strategies have seemed a little muddled. Casino magnate Sheldon Adelson and his wife Miriam gave nearly $54 million to groups backing GOP candidates. But back in January, one of those candidates was Newt Gingrich, who was then battling Romney for the nomination. With Adelson's money, the pro-Gingrich super PAC ran ads that went where Republicans had been afraid to go. A head-on assault on Romney's record as a private equity investor.
More ruthless than Wall Street. For tens of thousands of Americans, the suffering began when Mitt Romney came to town.
Adelson and his wife ultimately gave the pro-Gingrich super PAC $20 million. Gingrich was able to stay in the race. Romney was prevented from moving toward the center for the general election. The Adelsons got some of their money back from the pro-Gingrich super PAC and gave it to the pro-Romney super PAC, but meanwhile, Democrats got the green light to go after Romney's business career.
I do not think Mitt Romney realizes what he's done to anyone. And I do not think Mitt Romney is concerned.
Priorities USA Action is responsible for the country.
Priorities USA Action is the super PAC supporting President Obama with its own list of million-dollar donors. And right now, their return on investment looks pretty good. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And you can follow the money many mornings right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.